Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Joe, let's talk a little Penguins here. Maybe we bring the panic meter back out formally, because when the panic meter was first created, it was to legitimately gauge, through a very preposterous sort of means, it was to gauge actual panic. So, Craig, do you have all four levels? We go 0 to 3. 0 being zero panic. 3 being, oh God, our pets' heads are falling off, etc. Let's go and take people through what this sounds like, Craig.
I'm not concerned at all.
Is that 0? That's former intern Kyle who may have bodies in the basement somewhere. All right, let's get level 1 here.
I'm a bit concerned.
That's Eric Hagman, venerable as always.
Sure is.
I am beside myself, Chris.
Mabel.
And finally,
no!
Very concerned.
How do we feel about changing number 3 eventually from a horrifying scream to something else?
I like it.
Okay. Well, you like changing it, or you like it the way it is?
I mean, it conveys a sense of panic.
That's true. Intern Kyle, by the way, former intern Kyle, fascinating character, yes? Easily my favorite one of those four sounders is his, because it's... He sounds like a mad scientist, actually.
Where are you on the continuum?
Like between a 0 and a 1, actually. I think they're going to win a couple of these games here and sort of take the doubt out of the equation as far as them making the playoffs. They'll just clinch. And then, partly because I'm stubborn and I like to stick to my guns, and I picked them to win it all 3 months ago, and partly because I do believe, as much as some people don't want to hear it, that teams just know when it's time to ramp up and do certain things, I just think that they're going to play a whole lot better the second they get into a playoff series.
Well, I agree with that, but step one does need to happen. I think it will, because it would take the Panthers overcoming the Penguins, ultimately, because they're in 9th place. They have 85 points. They have 2 games in hand. So they have 7 games left. Let's say they win 5 of those. That would be 10 points. Let's say they wind up with 95, and that would mean the Penguins would need 3 points in their final 5 games. You certainly figure that's going to happen, but you still have to do it. There's only 5 games left.
Have they had it? What's their longest losing streak of the year right now, where they didn't even get a point?
I don't know.
Has it been 4 or 5 games tops?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now. Keep talking. I'll throw the keep talking at you. Where's your panic meter at right now, by the way?
It's close to 0, like you said, between 0 and 1, as far as making the playoffs. I'm not panicking over once the playoffs begin. There's a little bit of concern over the team's ability to prevent goals as compared to recent seasons. I think that's very legitimate to have that concern.
I guess my thing is, everything pivots off of what kind of Chris Letang we see moving forward.
On more than that, Malzi.
No, but for me, he
you mean in the playoffs
in the playoffs.
Well, getting there.
I am taking them making the playoffs as, here's a phrase that'll make the listeners hate me more than they already do. Ready? A fait accompli.
Well, if they lose tonight?
Still got 4 games to get 3 points.
I know. So you have Montreal at home.
Mm-hmm.
You figure that's a win. They beat them at home last time, 5-3. Okay.
Because they're great at home in general.
Then you have the Capitals. Then you go into Columbus. And then you finish with Ottawa. I think everything will be okay. But it gets a hell of a lot more interesting if you lose tonight in Jersey, which is a distinct possibility, yes?
It is a distinct possibility. Are you watching this game? Forget about the actual playoff ramifications. Are you watching this game with extra interest to see if the Penguins sort of take it more seriously? Because it's a team that's tortured them this year, and because
it'll be interesting.
You
it's
know
a
what
team
I mean?
That it's,
do they give a playoff level performance tonight?
The dynamic has changed in the league, where the Penguins' speed used to be a competitive advantage. Now there's a lot of teams that are close to them or faster than them. I would say Jersey at the moment is faster. Now, Florida lost last night. If they win that game, it would be way more interesting. But if the Penguins lose in Jersey tonight and Florida wins in Ottawa, then the panic meter goes up just a tiny notch for me.
It shouldn't be this interesting right now. I just refuse to be panicky about that.
There's no need to be panicky yet. Things change on a day-to-day basis. Let me ask you this. What about falling out of or into the wild card spot, a wild card spot? I'm not that worried about that unless you fall into the eighth spot and then you play Tampa Bay in the first round. You'd rather not do that, correct?
You'd rather not do that.
Especially now that Broussard has an injury that, was it Josh Yeovil reported that it's
groin and minor, and then okay. He might be back after missing tonight's game. But still, all groin right. Well, injuries make wouldn't... me a little leery because they can get minor to major in a hurry.
Me too. Now you lose tonight, and then that gets real dicey because now the Devils, with still a game in hand, are 2 points behind you. The Flyers are tied with you right now. Columbus is 1 point back. So then things get real dicey as far as becoming a wild card, maybe moving down to the eighth spot. That's just realistic. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.